Welcome to the Learning Reinvented podcast, brought to you by myself, Katie Godden, and the team at The Learning Effect. There are lots of learning podcasts out there, so we wanted to do something slightly different. This week, we're talking to someone whose career in learning has changed from working for a company to working for themselves. I'm delighted to welcome Adam Lacey to the podcast. Thank you for joining us, Adam. Do you want to introduce yourself and tell our listeners a little bit more about your background?
Hi, Katie. Fantastic to be here. My name's Adam Lacey. I'm co-founder of a company called Assemble U. Assemble U provides audio courses in a podcast style on power skills. But I'll talk more about that in a bit, I guess. So my background has been in learning the last 10 years, helped other people grow their learning businesses. And at the beginning of 2022, reached a bit of a crossroads. My business partner and I were doing some consulting work. That contract ended, and we were faced with a decision: do we go and get another contract? Do we go get normal jobs, or do we scratch the itch that we've been sort of talking about for many years, which is starting our own learning company and our own learning business? And the idea that we kept coming back to, that we were really keen and passionate about, was this concept of audio learning. Beginning of this year, we decided to go for it. We set up Assemble U, and we're kind of on that journey as a small business at the moment.
That sounds awesome. So it takes a lot to actually make that leap from kind of working in a company to working for yourself. So why did you kind of take that risk? What's that like? And can you tell us a little bit more about your company?
Yeah, sure. So it was a bit of a staggered kind of approach for myself and my business partner. We were working in regular jobs, I guess, in learning, in kind of HR and things like that. And we actually consulted, first of all. So the kind of easier route into being your own boss is sort of going down the consulting route, you know, trading time for money type thing. So we did that for a little while. I think it got to the point where we were so keen to start something, and it was getting frustrating that we hadn't done so. When the opportunity came up, we just thought, yeah, we've got to go for it. You know, I think mitigate your risks as much as possible, but at the same time, we thought, yeah, let's do it. We haven't really kind of looked back since we made that decision at the beginning of the year. Don't get me wrong, it's pretty scary from going from like regular money, either as an employee or consulting, to sort of zero money and having to start completely from scratch, and everything that comes with. But I think it's something we had to do. That's the feeling. Both of us felt that way.
That's awesome. So what does your company do? Can you say a bit more about that and what that provides?
Yeah, of course. So yeah, Assemble U creates podcast style audio courses. So slightly different to like a traditional podcast like we're doing here. Our courses are succinct 10-minute audio files that teach something specific. And we've focused initially on power skills. So skills like leadership, communication, well-being, productivity, strategy, all that kind of stuff. So the skills that are quite hard to teach, but quite hard to learn, but transferable and pretty essential regardless of where you are in your career. And the whole idea of the podcast or the audio style learning came about out of kind of personal need, if you like. We both my co-founder and I have got young families. You know, we used to do more learning, more reading, etc. than we did before. We used to do a lot of reading, online courses and things like that, but we found we just didn't have time. And also during the pandemic, we found we were glued to our screens for like 8 to 10 hours a day. And so we didn't want to necessarily do an online learning package or watch a video course. So the the kind of the learning we were doing was typically podcasts and audiobooks and stuff like that whilst we were traveling or walking or, you know, going to the gym, etc. And we thought, you know, podcasts are great, but a lot of them are filled with adverts. Audiobooks are brilliant as well. But on average, they're probably like 7-8 hours of content. So why isn't there something more succinct, focused around the things that we wanted to learn, and available in an audio format? And we looked at things like book summaries, and they're fantastic, you know, and there's some really good providers out there for that. But we thought there's got to be a slightly different way of doing this, you know, applying a kind of unique pedagogy and creating learning that we wanted to do. And so that's where the genesis of the idea came from. And effectively that's what we created. So we have these 10-minute podcast style courses on, you know, leadership, communication, etc. They've got other downloadable assets you can have as well. So things like key points, infographics, transcripts, like a further reading list. So we've built them out as kind of small courses in their own right. It's not just the audio, or you can just listen to the audio. The audio works by itself as well. That's what we have at the moment. We also help other companies convert their old kind of e-learning courses into audio format if they want, or create bespoke audio courses. So do a bit of everything, all within the kind of audio field.
I think that's really cool because it's a really different option, I guess, to what you see more traditionally, where you've got kind of SCORM courses and things like that, and you're kind of reading through and you might have videos in there. But I guess with an audio file, you can then actually kind of bolt that into a learning plan. So you could have your 10-minute audio file, and then I know you've got extra assets there as well. But if you didn't necessarily want to use your ones, you could then weave that into whatever courses that you're delivering yourself as well. Is that what you found, that people are doing that, or want to do that, I guess, in the future?
Yeah, 100%. So our early clients are doing exactly that. They're kind of using our audio files as part of a blended approach. So they might have a leadership program, and in it is some, you know, some face-to-face or in-person interventions, as well as some digital learning. And then maybe between that is some of the audio. So they're using us as a way to offer variety, and also as a way to reach different audiences as well. So all of our customers to date have got a specific use case, be it a remote team that's difficult to get into an office or get into a room for kind of traditional, or kind of like a deskless workforce as well. So people who maybe don't have a computer that they're sat at every day, but still need to access digital training, we can push our courses straight to their mobile device. We can actually make them available via any of the podcast apps, via a private podcast link. So quite an interesting way to build training into the flow of people's lives, by putting it on the devices and on the apps that they're already using, rather than forcing them down a kind of, or trying to get them to a learning management screen, learning management system on a computer that maybe they don't always have access to.
Yeah, I think that's a really good approach because it is far more flexible, because especially if you've got a different type of workforce that aren't necessarily used to kind of logging into a learning system daily, or don't really want to log into a learning system daily, if you're giving them the learning in the places that they're used to using, in their everyday lives, I think that's far easier, and that's a really clever route. Are you able to kind of like that, make that private and stuff like that, so not everyone's accessing it and things, or is it open to everyone? How does that work?
Yeah, there's a lot of people don't realize, but you can actually create private podcasts. So a lot of the podcast hosting services now have a private option, and effectively each person gets a unique RSS feed. They can add that into their private podcast, into their podcast app. Unfortunately, Spotify don't accept private podcasts, but Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast all do. And they add it into their app, and it just looks like any of the other kind of freely available podcasts on there. and kind of fits in alongside all of those. So yeah, it's a bit of a, it's really interesting. When we kind of discovered this and started kind of working with it, the first thing we thought is this is a really good tool for reaching hard to reach people in for learning and development professionals. And we, you know, just to be clear, we haven't developed the tool ourselves. We're using existing technology. We're actually using a company called Transistor.fm, and we can put the link in the show notes. But they're really, really good, and they're not designed as a learning management tool, but actually it's a really kind of useful application that we've found.
Oh, that's really interesting. What sort of impact do you think the audio route will have on L&D?
Oof, that's a great question. So it's difficult to judge, and there are some companies out there that are already using audio. But I think one of the things we can look at is some of the stats from kind of consumer metrics around audio. So there's a Statista, let me just say that right, report in 2022. On podcast consumption that said that 48% of respondents listen to podcasts to learn something new or improve their understanding of something they already know about. So these are people, you know, listening to podcasts, half of them effectively are doing so for basically educational purposes and doing so off their own backs. Another interesting stat we found is 57% of Americans are suffering from screen aches more than ever before. So this concept of hybrid working, working from home, remote working, has led to more screen time for everybody. You know, there's no avoiding it. The in-person meetings that you used to have in the office, a lot of those are happening online now. It means instead of spending, I don't know, 3-4 hours of your day at a computer, you're maybe now spending 8+ hours of your day at a computer. And then if somebody asks you to watch a video, do an e-learning course or something like that, again, on your screen, that kind of screen fatigue is really gonna kick in, and you're gonna get pushback or people stopping, lack of engagement in the training you're putting out. And so I'm not saying that audio is a silver bullet for kind of solving engagement, but if you think about what people are already doing in their private lives, you know, they're listening to podcasts. Loads of people are listening to podcasts. The stats of, I've got some more stats on those as well I can dig up, but the number of listeners every year has increased for like the last 10, 12 years. And if that's happening in the consumer world, then it's fair to say that translates to the business world as well. And so audio is becoming a more preferred format. And I guess it's up to learning and development professionals, HR professionals to react to that and actually put in place learning that helps support that modality.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting route to go. And I think learning and development tend to always be a bit behind the time. So like you said, it's become more popular to listen to podcasts over the last 10 to 12 years. And I'm sure it's only recently kind of seeing videos more in learning, you know, like traditionally it was kind of SCORM courses, click here a million times and then do a quiz at the end of it. And it's nice that we're starting to see more of that kind of blended approach in regards to content, as well as kind of having webinars face to face, etc. So it's nice to be able to have something that's actually useful and good, I guess, at what it does, and create that more flexibility and provide more flexibility for the end user, because I think that's what's needed. Because like you said, you're going to have lots of fatigue and screen fatigue, etc., and yeah, creating more and more of that for people isn't going to really help there.
Yeah, indeed. And you know, you can improve, you can make learning more engaging, you can make it shorter, there's lots of things you can do. But actually I think you've got to look at where people are doing their learning, what formats are they using outside of work, And if that's audio, then, you know, don't kind of push against a closed door and try and force people down a route that's difficult. You know, give them options to learn in a way that suits their lifestyle. And I think that's the other thing as well. The, you know, everyone's so busy in terms of the things they have to get through each day. One of the big problems with engagement in non-mandatory learning is I think a lot of people probably feel this. I know I definitely have. I really want to learn more about XYZ topic. I will do it at some point. However, in my list of priorities, it doesn't trump the other 25 things on my to-do list for today. So I don't get to it. And then the same thing happens the next day and the next day. And the reason I turned to podcasts a couple of years ago and started really getting into them was because even if I got to those 25 things on my to-do list, that's fine. Invariably, I was then traveling somewhere, or I had to drive somewhere, or I was going out for a walk, or I had some time where my hands and my eyes were busy, but my brain wasn't and my ears weren't. And so that's the perfect time to pop a podcast on, or pop some audio learning on, or an audio book or whatever, and listen. So it's that concept of otherwise kind of dead time as well, that I think is an important one. And that's where maybe audio fits a little bit more into the modern lifestyle, into people's busy lives, than video does for learning purposes. And, you know, video and e-learning courses still definitely have a place. And I also don't think everything can be taught by audio. There's some stuff you just can't really, you know, you can't really teach, even if somebody really likes listening to audio. You know, is it the most effective way to teach them Python programming? You know, definitely not. You know, that should be done in a different way. So I think that's another kind of interesting angle for audio. And one of the others as well, and there's a Spotify survey on Gen Z listeners, which is really interesting, and we'll put the link in the show notes as well. But one of the things that report highlights is the fact that listening is easier when the topics being covered are more sensitive. So I don't know, think about doing an e-learning package in an office environment. Say you're a team leader, you've got your team sat around you, and you want to learn about, I don't know, how to handle a difficult report, or how to kind of something that you probably don't want the other people around you looking over your shoulder and seeing what's on your screen at that point. So audio is more private, and sometimes better for delivering those types of topics as well. So I think there's certain things actually that marry up very well to audio because of the kind of the privacy of the learner experience.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like you mentioned, like each type of content kind of has its place and its purpose. Like you said, there's really hard things to deliver when it's not face to face, for example, but online content, whether that's kind of audio file, video, whatever that might be, it's really good to kind of get that knowledge transferred. But then you might have something face to face to go through kind of the practical skills of that. But yeah, like each of it has its place, but it's just good to see that something else is coming into the fold. And another kind of method of creating content is there to be able to be used to provide that kind of diversity when you are kind of creating content and delivering that content. So you're kind of at the beginning of your journey right now. So what do you think the future holds for you and Assemble You?
Yeah, great question. So we plan to develop a lot more content. We have a library at the moment of around 70 courses, and we want it to be in the hundreds by next year. We're actually going through a fundraising round to help support that growth. So that's quite exciting. we plan to broaden the range of the topics we cover, more kind of power skills stuff. And then I think next kind of things we're looking at are some of the kind of inclusive workplace, more HR sensitive topics I was sort of mentioning earlier. So doing those and trying to get those right. And then we might in the future look at different types of audio as well. So at the moment, our approach is a succinct 10-minute track, and that seems to be working and landing very well. But that's not obviously the only way to do it. And there are other kind of audio formats that we feel could work really well if we want to go deeper in a certain topic. So yeah, looking at that. And finally, we're launching our own podcast, which will be free. So the audio courses are obviously not free, but the podcast will be. It's going to be called the Power Skills Podcast. And each week we're going to take one of the course topics that we teach, and we'll effectively dissect it, talk about it, and share some of the interesting stats and things that we learned from that topic. We'll also be bringing in subject matter experts as well to kind of talk about it, but it's effectively going to be a teaching podcast. So each week we will kind of we as the hosts will learn something new, impart that information to the listeners. And yeah, the first three, and we should be launching hopefully in September, October at the latest, I think. We just recorded the first three, and they are on motivating your team, the power of no, and how to be a better listener. So those will be available really soon. And yeah, if anybody wants to listen to them, it will be called the Power Skills Podcast from Assemble You.
That sounds really interesting. I'm looking forward to kind of seeing what the future holds for you guys. So thank you very much, Adam, for joining me today. If people want to find out a bit more about you or follow your story and your journey, how do they do that?
Yeah, sure. So our website is assembleyou.com. I guess for more up-to-date things, we're quite active on LinkedIn. So you can search Assemble You, Y-O-U, two words. And follow us on LinkedIn or connect with me directly, Adam Lacey, or my co-founder, Richard Ward. So that's us, and those are the best places to get hold of us and to follow what we're doing.
Awesome, thank you very much, and we'll put links to those in the show notes below. So thank you again, Adam, for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Katie. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Learning Reinvented podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. You can register to join the Learning Effect community. The link to do so is in the show notes below. If you've not already done so, please follow our podcast. And if the Learning Effect can help you and your organisation, please do get in touch. You can find both James and Katie on LinkedIn, and our contact details are in the show notes below.